We're here on KSOM, and we're talking golf as AHSTW, their leader this year on the boys' side, is a junior. He ranks amongst the top golfers in the Western Iowa Conference, and he's having a good season. Drew Lee with us here on KSOM. Drew, good to talk to you. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. I'm excited for the playoff season, which is hard to believe. It's only about 2 weeks away for sectionals. How are you feeling about your golf season so far this year?
Good. I'm just trying to find consistency within all my clubs, and then I think that's really going to help my game for sectionals and the WIC conference coming up.
Yeah, I mean, the WIC seems to be strong in golf this year. You know, how do you see the conference overall and your kind of place amongst all the top golfers there?
Yeah, there's a lot of good golfers this year, and I think it just depends on who's playing good that day. Like, everyone's right in there.
What's some of the toughest competition you think is going to be at the conference tournament?
Missouri Valley's got a good golfer. I'm trying to think. I think Underwood has a pretty good guy. Tri-Center's got a couple good guys. So I think there's just some good competition all around.
Yeah. So how would you describe your game and how it's sort of been going throughout the year? Do you feel like you've improved? Do you feel like you still got work to do? Maybe it's a combination of both.
Yeah, I started off pretty hot, and then there was just a couple meets where I wasn't as consistent, but I'm starting to find the groove again, and then just staying consistent within all my clubs. I think that's really going to help me improve, and then there's still a lot of work to be done.
What do you think is the best part of your game?
Right now, I think it's my putting. I mean, one or two putting every hole really makes the score better.
Oh, yeah. Drive for show, putt for dough. There you go. I mean, it's all working for you. What about your driving game, your irons? How has that part of the game worked for you?
Yeah, finding the fairways is the biggest deal. I mean, if I can hit a second shot in the fairway, I have a lot of confidence in myself that I can be on and two and then putting.
How far do you hit it off the tee, generally speaking?
The driver probably goes around 275, 280-ish.
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, do you think you're your average in terms of hitting length, or are you shorter than some of the other guys? How do you feel? How does it stack up, especially since you're playing probably the number one golfers on the other team?
Yeah, I think I'm average or above. I mean, I don't try to, like, kill it, but I'm swinging pretty fast, so.
What's that like playing against the number one golfers? What's that? How do you handle the pressure sometimes?
I mean, I like the competition, so, you know, the better the competition, the more it makes myself, like, try harder and, you know, have to work for it. But I actually prefer playing competition.
Was there a memorable match this year when you had to come from behind or kind of fight your way through it this year or maybe in the past?
Yeah, there was this we played Cam, and they have a pretty good golfer. And, you know, he really had to play up to his level, and that just really helped my game. That was actually my best score.
Okay, so that was earlier this season?
Yep.
Okay, I think that was on the 3rd of April. It looks like there was a quad there at Crestwood Hills. What about some of the golf courses that you played? What have been some of the difficulties that you've had to tackle?
Yeah, Audubon's got courses where you can't see the greens, and I'm just not super familiar. So, you know, finding the distances, I thought that was the most challenging just because you couldn't see the hole.
What about your golf course there in Avoca? What are some of the challenges there that you have to deal with?
We got a lot of thick trees that you don't want to be in, and then a lot of out of bounds. But I mean, other than that, it's not too bad.
When I play golf, trees are like magnets for my golf ball.
Yep.
Don't like to be in the trees. Nope. So explain your interest in golf and how that sort of started.
Yeah. So it started when I was pretty young. Like, me and my dad would just go out on Fridays when he'd have the day off, and he's not like the greatest, but I mean, he taught me everything I knew. So I guess I've kind of just self-taught myself, and I'm here now.
Yeah. What are some of the things that your dad taught you?
I mean, pretty much the basics. Don't slice it. Swing hard. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah, the basics. Okay. What's your dad's name?
Jesse Lee.
Jesse. Okay. Awesome. Did he go there to HTW?
No, he did not.
Okay. All right. And so, I mean, where did you grow up, and did you, were you born in Avoca in the HTW area?
No, right now I live in Shelby, which is just 10 minutes away.
Okay. All right. Where were you born?
In Des Moines.
Okay. In Des Moines. How did you make it over into this area?
My mom's from Shelby, so we moved back when I was about 2.
Okay. So you don't really have probably too many memories of Des Moines.
Nope.
No. Okay. What was the step like for you? When did you realize you were a pretty good golfer and you became real competitive in it?
It was probably like when I was in 7th grade, I was pretty consistent with hitting all my clubs, and you know, as you get better, you learn to like what you're doing more. And I mean, yeah, it's really when I started to enjoy golf, and then my friends started golfing. So we'd all golf together, and I'd go with my family, and just found a lot of enjoyment in it.
Yeah. And you've been playing it all your time in high school?
Yep.
So have you had a chance to make it to state yet?
No, I have not.
How close have you been, do you think, in the past?
Not like super close. Freshman year, I didn't golf super good at sectionals. And then last year I golfed a little better, but you know, my game's really improved this over the summer and then this year. So I'm hoping I can do something at sectionals this year and make it pretty far.
Yeah. What do you think has come along in your game the most? I mean, how did you get such an improvement from last year to this year?
I think my mentality and then just a lot of golf, you know, the more you do at anything, the better you get. And then just knowing, like, if you have a bad shot, it's not the end of the world, where that's where I used to struggle. But, you know, now I've just learned, like, you can still come out of a bad shot and end with par or better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great attitude on it. Some guys get greedy.
Yep.
and it bites them in the backside there. Talk a little bit more about your team. What's the rest of the guys like? I mean, what's that been like, just the team aspect of things?
Yeah, I mean, everyone on my team is super competitive. They all have a love for golf, and then they're all trying to get better every day. You know, if something's not working, they'll try something new, and then, yeah.
So sectionals are coming up here. You know, what do you think you need to do to get your game ready? I mean, first of all, that conference tournament, is that kind of a good tournament to kind of judge yourself on, get yourself ready for really competitive golf in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that's a good one. And then just playing 18, it's a lot different than 9. You got to have a lot more endurance. And then we also have a 18-hole meet coming up this Saturday that I think is going to be really good, just to, you know, play 18, get the feel for it. So I think that'll be good too.
Yeah, that's at Logan Mo Valley Country Club there. So yep, That'll be a good test for you. How do you prepare yourself for sectionals then, which is going to be in Clarinda?
Yeah, I mean, I think my main thing right now is just working on finding consistency within my irons. That's probably my least greatest thing right now. And then I think if I can dial those in, I got a real shot to make something happen.
And what would it be like to continue to qualify and make it to state this year?
You know, it'd make me proud just knowing how far I've come in my, but like from my freshman year to now. I think it'd be really cool to make it far.
Yeah. Well,
I put in a lot of work. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're just hoping it'll pay off and maybe yep, a trip to the state tournament this year. Well, Drew, I mean, you're shooting really well right now. Let's hope the scores keep coming down for you, and really appreciate your time. Best of luck here on your road, and may the birdies be with you. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Drew Lee Jr. at AHSTW Boys Golf with us here on KSOM.